Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A newly released police report shows another state lawmaker was inside the vehicle during Representative Elliot Engen's recent drunk driving arrest. The report says Representative Walter Hudson was a passenger when Engen was stopped for speeding and expired registration and a broken headlight. Engen tested at .13 and now faces a fourth-degree DWI charge. Police say Hudson was carrying a legally permitted firearm, which was temporarily secured. Officers also noted a bottle of liquor inside the vehicle. The Minnesota Poultry Testing Lab in Wilmar welcomed Senator Amy Klobuchar yesterday. Klobuchar says she didn't realize how involved poultry farmers were with local testing.
If you're going to be number one for turkeys in the country, which we still are, then you want to make sure the ecosystem, the infrastructure is around it. And that includes making sure we do everything we can to ward off some of these diseases.
Klobuchar says increased funding at the U of M Vet Diagnostics Lab will better equip the lab to address the pressing issue of the bird flu. When lawmakers return to the Capitol, they'll have 6 weeks to get their work done. Republican Senator Julia Coleman is the ranking minority member of the Education Committee and has made school safety one of her priorities.
Representative Andrew Myers and I are working on a bill that says if you are 500% or more over the federal poverty level, you no longer qualify for the free lunches. That savings alone would allow us to double the per pupil safe student aid for the first time in a decade.
The program to provide free school lunches and breakfast to all Minnesota students started in 2023. And passenger rail advocates are disappointed that Minnesota Republicans in the U.S. House want to eliminate funding for the Northern Lights Express and Blue Line light rail extension. Brian Nelson of All Aboard Minnesota says this goes against two decades of planning.
And not, projecting into the needs of Minnesotans that have proved that if passenger rail is provided, they'll use it. So we just think that this is very unfortunate and very short-sighted.
Congressman Tom Emmer called the projects unpopular and unsuccessful. In other headlines, the Minnesota DOT's 2026 road construction season includes more than 200 projects to help improve and maintain Minnesota's roads, bridges, and other transportation infrastructure. MnDOT Commissioner Nancy Daubenberger says it will improve safety and mobility and support jobs throughout the state. She says 51 projects will improve airports, waterports, railroad crossings, and transit. As food shelf demand remains at record levels, Minnesotans have stepped up this month for the state's largest grassroots food drive, the Minnesota Food Share March campaign. Carrie Opheim is executive director of the McLeod Food Shelf in Glencoe.
Most years, it gives us about half of our operating budget for the year in that just 1 month drive. So it really is vital to our operations.
The statewide campaign supports around 300 food shelves across the state. And the Minnesota Twins are set for their home opener Friday at Target Field against Tampa Bay. Fans can enjoy a free pregame concert, $2 happy hour specials, and the first 10,000 through the gates get a free Twins beanie. This is MNN.